Good morning and welcome to episode 75 of Martin Uncut. Today is the April 20th, 2021, and today's episode is all out of Evernote. Hey and good morning. As you probably noticed yesterday, I didn't have a clue what date it was. So isn't that relieving? Today I'm going to talk a little bit more about my Evernote adventure. So let's get rocking. As you may recall, last week I talked a bit about my issues with Evernote and that I had some missing data causing me to take the decision to finally move out of it into something else instead. And as you also know, that I decided that something else should be Obsidian. And so far, or still, I really like Obsidian. It's a fantastic tool. You can listen to episode 67, that's April 8th, about Evernote and the missing notes. Or episode 69, that is April 12th, note-taking for the future, where I talk more about these specific topics. About 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I declared what I call an Evernote bankruptcy. I had at the time more than 3,000 notes in my system, and I couldn't find anything. There was quite a lot of important stuff in there, and there was stuff that was just collected if I need it in the future. So a ton of things that I didn't really process or read yet, but I should probably do something with at some point. And there was, of course, also a ton of things that was totally outdated that had been important or of interest, but now it was just trash. At this time, I decided, okay, I need to do something. So I spent hours going through it, and I deleted almost 3,000 notes. And I ended up keeping a couple of hundreds or so notes. I think it was around 300 notes when I was done. So roughly 90% of my notes were wiped out. And yesterday's count, that was exactly 540 notes. So I'm keeping it pretty clean, I would say, still. If I was cleaning out those 540 notes, there is probably a 200 of them that could be archived or deleted by now. But since it's not worse than this, I have decided to keep them. I bought a DevonThink 3 license a year or two ago, and the reason I bought it was that I wanted to keep track of all receipts and invoices that I receive. And I usually scan all of this and put that into an Evernote vault. And I extended this to put in other important papers into other vaults. So I have a vault is probably a database, I should say. It's called a database in DevonThink. Vault is the Obsidian term. But essentially it's a database of files. And that's what I use it for. It's very a very easy, simple way to use it. I mean, DevonThink can be used for so much more. It's a really powerful application. But I just use it to file my receipts. And now I am planning to extend the use of DevonThink to keep articles and files from other people, things that I need in my research or when I'm doing things that I didn't produce. And in my Obsidian, I will keep the things I produce, my thinking and my writings and my notes from meetings and so on. Everything else should be kept out. So that is the delimiter I want to use here. And I've seen a few different YouTubers that has talked about this way of actually splitting what they put into their DevonThink and what they put into their Obsidian. So I'm going to try to use this as well. But since I didn't want to lose anything that I had in Evernote, and I still didn't want to continue using Evernote, I kind of was in a limbo here. And I always try to limit the number of applications I have that I actively have, and especially the number of applications that I have data in, because data is something that I value. and I don't want to lose whatever, if it's notes or if it's pictures or documents. I don't want to lose things if I don't take a thought out decision that this is something that I don't want to have. And since I now want to limit the number of applications, Evernote needs to go. And I found out that I can actually import data from Evernote into DevonThink. And that was what I wanted to do. So I created a new DevonThink database that I will use if there's anything that I miss from Evernote. And I mean, the important thing here is that after I've gotten stuff into this database, I will not add anything more. So essentially, it will be a read-only database from that time on. And DevonThink has a function to import notes from Evernote, and it's using some Apple script magic and some automations in the background. But of course, Evernote has killed all the automations functions during the fall here. So you can't actually import things that way, because that was a really, really easy way to get everything out of Evernote and into DevonThink. But what you still can do is you can go into Evernote and export your notes as .enx files. And a few versions ago, you could actually export the whole database by just selecting everything and then exporting it. But I tried that on a Windows machine, but I couldn't get that to work anymore. It just got stuck. And on my Mac, I could do selections, but they limited me to 50 files. So, well, I just had 540 files, so that would need to be 11 exports. So I did it in batches, and I got everything out. And now I feel super good because I don't have that data in there. I'm not locked into Evernote anymore. And one thing that is quite interesting here, and why I did these 11 exports, I actually did probably 20 or 25, because there was a section in my notes that I couldn't, I could export it, but I couldn't import that file, because there was not, I couldn't get anything out of it. And I don't know if that's something that is wrong with the DevonThink import function, or if it's something with the Evernote export function, but there is something there that didn't really work fine, so I had to gather it down, and I think it was one or two notes there that didn't want to be exported or imported correctly. But now I have 540 notes in DevonThink, and that is super good. So it's fairly quick, I would say. Maybe I spent an hour or so in total to do the export and import, and I feel a lot safer now that my data is under control again. I hope you liked today's episode, and if you did, why not recommend it to friends, family, and maybe a colleague or so. So until tomorrow, stay safe out there and make sure you have your data in control. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.